Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. We used to be the Watchman Chronicles, but we are now the Watchman for Jesus program here on this Revelation Radio Network. And welcome tonight, RevelationRadioNetwork.org. And welcome. I'm going to talk about just a whole lot of things tonight. I know we have Martin Luther King's Day today. Now, I'll let you know where I stand with all that. I don't celebrate any day. Yeah, I know. I'm an old fogey or Scrooge, whatever you want to call it. But here's the deal. I found out that literally every single holiday we have, for example, all holidays, there's no exception. All holidays, I found out. And you can do your own research now. You can do that. But I found out in my research that all holidays are based on paganistic anniversaries. Christmas, Easter. I didn't like it, but it was. We've been taught differently all our lives, but Easter is paganistic. I'll discuss that probably later on this month. And Christmas also, the Santa and all that stuff. Family is what it is. And birthdays. I don't celebrate my birthday simply because in celebration of myself, I celebrate Jesus Christ. The whole idea is to exalt ourselves. And when I started getting into broadcasting, I had to make sure that my information was correct. And I would quadruple research, you know. And this is how it is. So I don't really celebrate days per se. But using the day today as Martin Luther's day or whatever, it gives me an opportunity to bring up something else that he's involved in, what was involved in. And it's a fact that JFK, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, Malcolm X, they're all four, during the same period of time, were assassinated. Now, this was not accidental in regards of individual shooters wanting to kill all four of them separately, you understand. This was an organized, orchestrated Jesuit, Freemason, and Illuminati agenda. Because all four had separated themselves from the Illuminati. Now, Kennedys are Illuminati family. The Kennedys are the outer portico of the Illuminati, which is Irish and English and Jewish and all kinds of others, the DuPonts, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Kennedys, the 13 you'll find that Springmeyer talks about. You can look them up yourselves, pretty much. The inner portico, the real Illuminati family that you don't know about, the ones that are German and Roman, John Coleman talks about them, is the next hidden group of Illuminati. They always have a third level, third ranking. Well, the second ranking structure are all Italian and German. Actually, they're all Italian. Roman. Yeah. So the outer portico, the Illuminati families, are the Rothschilds, Astors, Bundy, Collins. Yeah, Collins. You know any Collins that used to be movie stars? Yeah, there you go. Astors. I know you've heard of the Astors, right? Oh, yeah. DuPont, Freeman's, Kennedy family, the Lai family, L-I, Chinese, if you haven't guessed that. Onassis, there's your Greeks. Rockefeller, that's your CFR, American Illuminati families that made $200 million in World War I. And Disney family, yeah, buddy, yeah, that boy was a pedophile and one evil individual, just like Ben Franklin. You had Russell, they're all secret societies. Russell, Jane Russell, Russell family, always in movie stars or politics or whatever. The Van Duen, Netherlands, Merovingian. The Merovingian, M-E-R-O-V-I-N-G-I-A-N, Merovingian, is the Queen Elizabeth family. And Queen Elizabeth II is the go-between, the connector of the Carolingian dynasty, Carolingian, and Merovingian, and they actually believe that they are the offspring of Mary Magdalene and Jesus Christ. Well, the Jesus they're talking about is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth at all. It's Ananda Manuel, a fallen angel, has physical characteristics as invoked into this realm that we live in. I know that may be a little bit over for some, but this is how it is. And the DNA kind of exchanged, if you know what I mean. And there was a woman that took on the male DNA, if you will, and out popped out the offspring of the Merovingian bloodline, intermingled with the tribe of Dan, the 13th tribe of the Hebrews, that got disinherited, kicked their butts out of the 12 tribes belonging to Jacob. And it's lasting until today. That's the Merovingian bloodline. And you know who else is in that bloodline? That second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II? Stalin, Churchill, and Hitler, Adolf Hitler, are all second cousins. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip, second cousins. Keep it all in the family. And then there's Reynolds. Oh, I know you've heard of Reynolds. Now, that's the outer portico. The ones they want you to know about. They want you to know about these. Because the inner sanctum are all Italian, Roman bloodline. And inclusive of the Sinclairs. Oh, it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Familia. P-A-M-P-H-I-L-I, Este, Farnese, Aldobrandini, Orsini, Pepe Orsini of the inside Roman family is the controlling pope of the papacy. He's a gray pope, controls the black pope, Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas, and the white pope, Pope Francis, who are both, all three, Jesuits. You got three popes there. Orsini family controls the Vatican as the link between the Illuminati and the Vatican. Breakspear, Medici, Borgia, that's where the Jesuits came from. Each family has an assignment, like Disney. His assignment in the Illuminati was to come up with this fanciful Disneyland and gather the children together. Mm-hmm, that's correct. Mickey Mouse Club has got more going on than just old Mickey Mouse and big ears. Some Gallia, Conti, Chagi, C-H-I-G-I, Colonna, and Gaetani. Then you got McDonald's, and you got Vanderbilt, and a bunch of others. They gather as they go along. That's the truth. And there's probably some I don't even know about. You see, this is how big this thing is. But understand, before I continue tonight, they lose. Because they're of a Luciferian, a satanic bloodline, so to speak. Not, well, the fallen angels. It might actually be some DNA going on with the fallen angels. Like in the hybrids, Genesis 6:2. It's another story. Nephilim, you might call them. They can actually trace the Merovingian bloodline, can actually trace their bloodlines back to the pharaohs of Egypt. That's got everything to do with today. Because they're the ones that control Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs in Europe, that's the Illuminati, and the Council of Foreign Relations. In America, Royal Institute of National Affairs, RIIA, in England, that's two Illuminatis. And the Gorbachev Foundation, Heritage Foundation, oh, it just goes and goes and goes. And they've lost, but only because of the cross of Calvary. It's all about, you want to call it religion, fine. But that's what it's all about. There's no escaping it. Doesn't matter what anybody believes. The evidence is foundational. So they literally control, at the highest level, education worldwide, philosophy, religion, science, all sciences, the arts, politics, and finance, with objectives, councils, committees, and a worldwide generational plan to achieve a world order. There's just one kind of rub. The rub is they've lost it. They will never get it. It's impossible because God is in control. And right now, we're in a testing phase. The testing phase of whether or not you accept or reject Jesus Christ. It's not based on, well, yes, in belief, but your beliefs don't establish a reality. It's already set in stone. The Ten Commandments is not 10 suggestions or 10 commandments from our Lord. He came down to visit. He calls his name Jesus Christ. Which brings another point, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, but when I'm thinking about it, something extremely, extremely, extremely important. And with evidence. That in the future, what's going to happen is you're going to have what's called disclosure. Disclosure with a capital D is the revelation, the announcement, whatever you want to call it, to mankind that there's aliens out in space that's been on Earth for Lord knows how long, they'll say. And they're not just aliens to atheists. They're ascended masters to those that are, quote unquote, spiritual. They take on different names. It's all the same bunch of fallen angels that's going to go to hell. Simple as that. That's slam dunk. Now, there's actually 66 of them, to be exact. El Moria, Saint Germain. They've set up mankind since the dawn of mankind, before the flood and after the flood. They were the reason for the flood in the first place. Corrupting DNA. Interbreeding. They are the reason for evolution. Not accidental. It was them corrupting, modifying, using alchemy, the knowledge of good and evil. Sound familiar? To manipulate DNA, creating hybrids, and God destroyed it with a whole lot of water. Save mankind with eight, just like it's going to do in the future. There's nothing new under the sun. Second wave of fallen angels came down after the flood. Encountered, controlled, set up, whatever you want to call it, Nimrod. Thus the Tower of Babel. The knowledge of Freemasonry and alchemy, witchcraft, all the same, came out of that period. Now, here's the point that I'm trying to make here. What's coming back in this disclosure is one such fallen angel by the name of Sananda Emmanuel. S-A-N-A-N-D-A. Look it up right now if you want to. And you'll find out that when he does, when his disclosure, the first public revelation of this, hadn't happened yet. But when they do it publicly, on TV, the whole world will know. This one named Sananda is not going to call himself so much Sananda. He's going to name himself to be Yeshua. Jeshua. He'll talk Yahweh stuff. Yahweh, the tetragrammaton, with the symbols, is Satan spelled backwards. Jehovah is God of the Bible. Yahweh is Satan. They're not telling you this. They're lying too. Yeshua and Jeshua, and Jeshua, J-E-S-H-U-A, is in the Illuminati handbook, the Illuminati textbook, signs of Christ by Harold Belliard confirms this. This is the trick. So they get everybody in Hebrew Roots movement, sacred name movement, to start naming Jesus as the Hebrew Yeshua all over. You'll already be conditioned when the one named Sananda comes out publicly. He'll declare that the Bible has been misrepresented, misinterpreted, and we are your next evolution of mankind. And we're going to show you, they say, we're going to show you how to evolve mankind in what we are today. And they are liars. They're lying to your joint chief of staff at the highest level. They're lying to your scientists at the cosmic top secret level. They have formulated a dialectic between good aliens and bad aliens. They're all bad. Good angels and bad angels. They're all bad. The ones from God, you'll know who that is because it comes in the name of Jesus Christ. These will not. None of them. So the great white brotherhood is the fallen angels that pretend to be good ones. That's yet to happen. Your governments are working with them. Family, be ready. And they're going to placate the public with promises of paying off debt and all sorts of other goodies. But it'd be another period of placating. We're yet to hit the first seal of the apocalypse. Hadn't happened yet. And there's not a preacher, evangelist, or prophet that can say otherwise. Oh, they can say it. They can't prove it. The Bible says otherwise. So family, that's yet to happen. Just want to get that out. That's why they want you to get you to understand, why they want to get you to start repeating the name of Yeshua instead of Jesus. It's a setup. Don't fall for it. Because he'll look exactly like Jesus Christ of Nazareth. See, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. He'd be more Arab-looking than anything else. Because he's from Middle East. That's not hard to figure. Since he's the offspring bloodline of Shem. Seth to Shem to David to Nathan to Mary. His father was God Almighty himself. Lord, we thank you tonight for being able to come together to your Revelation Radio Network that they would host our broadcast tonight. Father, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank Revelation Radio Network for bringing us here, allowing us to broadcast. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. And Lord, we send up to you asking for forgiveness of our sins, Lord, and our prayers and our fasting, that Lord, that you'll hear our prayers. Father, we lift up to you those family members we've talked about, we prayed about before, Irvin and Henry and Michelle and several others, that Father, that are, some have endured the effects, the results of these flu vaccines, and Lord, for the microchip implantations, and Father, the other things that's involved that's tearing their bodies down, that Lord, you'll heal them if that be your will. And Father, to gather them together to see the light of your love and to bring them to heaven, Lord, if that be the case. But Lord, through their maladies and their physical issues, that Lord, you'll bring families together and glorify your name. Lord, we call upon you for wisdom, discernment, to get us through these end times as we see them approaching. And Lord, you'll bathe us with your Holy Spirit. They've been outpouring your Holy Spirit to bring wisdom, discernment. And Father, will bring out the Word of God. And Father, to put courage to touch the hearts and souls with the Holy Spirit, these preachers and pastors and rabbis and priests, Father, to give them the courage to speak the truth and to come out of these churches and away from these corrupt Bibles, and you start using the King James Bible, Lord, that we know that's the only true Word of God. And Father, we have so much deception down here to otherwise. Father, we pray that you'll bless us these coming days and these months, that Father, we know that they're coming up with these events that are going to lead us to the next world order, that Lord, that you give us opportunity to witness to others during this time of tumultuous events. Father, that's why we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I like to dedicate my broadcast because that's what my broadcast is for. It isn't for me, or anybody else, or anything else. It's for my Lord and Savior. Because I don't know, I wouldn't know what I know unless it was through Him. Family, that time's coming that people are going to have to make a decision and a choice about who they're going to serve. Right now, we got practice. This is all practice, and all it is. But there's a time coming, and over near Middle East and Africa and other places, man, they're already having to go through it. And they're killing people. They're killing and taking out villages and all sorts of things going on over there. Over here, they're waiting for the right time. Martin Luther King warned us of this back in the 60s. This day would come. Now, granted, Martin Luther King started off kind of wrong. So did Kennedy. And it's what happens to some of them, like Larry McDonald. They come up wanting to change things in the political world and find out how much the Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Freemasons control it. For now. And then either turn over or they literally kill them or set them up to get them out or some other. In this case, Larry McDonald was assassinated. It took out a whole plane to take him down. KL-007, Korean. The Russians murdered all those people just to take out one man, Larry McDonald. Oh, we made a mistake. We thought it was a spy plane. That's a lie. The Illuminati, the Jesuits, the Freemasons took out JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, through the Boulay Society. He was his connection. And that's what happened that period of time. They had planned a military coup. 1960s, 1933, Nixon, 1972, 74. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 1984 time frame and 1999. And the two warring factions of the Illuminati, of the secret societies, is the United States is, of course, today still, always has been, a colony of England. That's fact. We're not a country. We're not even a parcel of land. We're a colony of England. And over in England, they made it look like we were a country. In 1783, Paris Peace Treaty, we were made into a dummy corporation. Never meant to be told. Until the right time. Under 70-year bank cycles of 1789, 1859, and 1929. Each one required a bankruptcy, required a collateral. You see how that worked? Yeah, lasted 70 years. First collateral was Washington, D.C., given to the money powers. Second collateral, 1859, was 13 states, property, territory, land was given to the money powers. And the third collateral in 1929 was every American citizen was given over as collateral. And you're actually certified with a birth certificate with your little footsies when you're born. And you're traded on the stock market like slaves. Yes, you are. You see, now, so this is supposed to be kept secret for the longest time, and it was. So then at the right time, using those like Alex Jones and so forth, that works for the Illuminati, to reveal the truth, 80%, to foment a revolutionary drive, you might say, another response to justify martial law. That's what's going on today. It worked in 1776. It may work again. this is what's happening. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, and solution. The Jesuits, the Illuminati, control both the problem and the solution. The problem causes the culture, the country, whatever, to react. They anticipate the reaction and they help mold it. And then they have a solution and they control both. It's like a chess game. How long has it been going on? Since 1425 A.D. That's correct. Until, well, really the next one that leads us to the North American Union. How about that? Now, have I got your head swimming already? Well, that's really the simple explanation. You see, because that's what's going on today. Every assassination, every single war, every single move in Congress, even the scripted TV programs in those areas I mentioned, everything is connected to either mind manipulation or establishing legislation and manufacturing consent of the American public, or European, or whatever it may be, called manufacturing consent. Now, they're doing all that to keep us controlled. And what gets in their way is the Holy Spirit. It's that simple. That's why they want to downplay the King James Bible. That's why they want to downplay those that follow the Holy Spirit and the teachings of Jesus Christ. In God's commandments. Okay. All that being said, now you know why the year 2013 was the year of homosexual marriage. Taking down 10 commandments. Stopping praying. Legalizing marijuana. Trying to legalize abortion. All this stuff, all this, is connected to abominations against God. It's not accidental. You ever thought this is all accidental? Or it's like active groups just all of a sudden come out of the woodwork? No, not at all. I named the groups a little while ago that organized this. These are the talking points of the Bilderberg, of the Club of Rome, of the Trilateral Commission. These are the talking points they discuss in their meetings. Trying to determine where they are in this or other or predicted generation of which they can launch this new world order. They'll have some segment of the population to agree with it. And they know that there's going to be a segment that will not. And that's where the brainwashing comes in. Hollywood, TV, legislation. You know that, and it's happening now, and they want you to see it on the news and all that. For example, you ever heard the book Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand? Oh, that was one evil woman. She was a mistress of Philip Rothschild. But that's not all. She was a humanist. And she wrote Atlas Shrugged. And that Atlas Shrugged is a fictional book, but very cleverly written in code as Illuminati textbook. Now, you notice lately they've been making laws just out of nowhere? That's not accidental. That's not just a bunch of dumb legislators. They're coming to the New World Order, and here's the strategy in her quote that is laid out going back to the 1950s. I quote Ayn Rand, who, by the way, is a heroine, no pun intended, to Ron Paul, who's a Rosicrucian, just another secret society member and traitor of America, just like they all are. They act like they're not, but they absolutely are, because they're secret society members. Let me tell it like it is. Well, here's what Ayn Rand wrote as a strategy in text, the following, quote, And when I read this, then start applying this methodology, this strategy, with the laws actually being put through today. Here's how it works. Quote, Atlas Shrugged, 1957 by Ayn Rand. One part of it says, quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. Unquote. Quote, "But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on the guilt." Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Now, Ayn Rand, as I said, was a mistress to Philip Rothschild. She was tasked by the Illuminati to write the playbook for the World Revolutionary Plan and then put it in a fictitional book form and story. But in reality, it's exactly their textbook for establishing the world government using fictional characters and a storyline, but true to the actual strategy. That's what's going on. That's why you see so many laws come popping up out of nowhere. Now, here's a big one for you. Using that strategy, the only power any government has, the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. Here's a big one. In 325 AD, Satan brought in Constantine. Constantine, the first pope, was a worshiper of Baal, sun god. Look it up. That's where your Christmas comes from. That's where your Easter comes from. Semiramis, Nimrod, and all that stuff. They consolidated into holidays. And while we're celebrating holidays, as a cover, children be murdered worldwide under sacrifice. Because Christmas, the 25th, for example, Jesus was never born on December 25th. He is born August-September time frame. Mithraism. Mithra was born December 25th. And December 24th was Tammuz, illegitimate son of Semiramis, the wife slash mother of Nimrod. It's Christmas. Also linked to Nimrod is Easter. Look it up in Acts. Easter is mentioned as the word Easter in the King James Bible, but not in the other Bibles. Easter is thoroughly pagan, masked with the crucifixion of Christ. But that's the mask. It's Isis. Ishtar is Easter, hunting Easter eggs. It got nothing to do with Jesus. Now, I like chocolate bunnies, don't get me wrong. But Easter's not about. So where'd all this come from? Constantine, 325 A.D., that's the establishment of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, here comes a slam dunk. Watch this. This is going to get you, goat. So, 325 A.D. comes the Roman Catholic Church, the first bishop of bishops, the summus pontifex, Constantine, to gather together the Christians. Instead of killing them, he said, well, it's not working. So, let's just join them. So, he declared himself to be Christian. So now begins Roman Catholicism to spread. Here we go. Those that did not accept Roman Catholicism, as Arabs that did, Arabs were the offspring of Ishmael. Arabs, Ishmael is the son of Abraham. Just like Jacob and Isaac, the sons of Abraham. Same bloodline. How about that? So when they couldn't corral all the Arabs into Roman Catholicism, fact is, in the 6th century, the Vatican created Islam to control those Arabs, the Bedouins, that's the ones out in the desert and sheep herders and all that. If they wouldn't join Roman Catholicism, no problem. We'll create a religion that will control. They created Islam. And the Vatican actually, in the 1920s, once Islam was developed from 6th century to 1920, it's a long time, the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood. Albana was an Egyptian Freemason. Aha! But back up. So Islam was created by the Vatican. And about 200 years later, Muhammad the Prophet came about. But guess what? Muhammad the Prophet, his mother died 6 years old when he was six. And the Vatican took him under their wing. That's right. And Muhammad the Prophet of Islam, when he was born, taken in by the Vatican and 6 years old, mother was dead. He needed a mother because he's right out of the mother's matrix. That wasn't accidental. And Muhammad, through his mother, his father, was the same bloodline as King Edward IV. Oh, of the Merovingian bloodline. He was Merovingian, Muhammad the prophet was. Yeah, he's in the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. She hadn't spinning yet. That's the truth. Isn't that a hoot? So he is raised up Roman Catholic, Muhammad the prophet is. Bloodline to Queen Elizabeth II. Isn't that a hoot? And then, at 25 years old, Muhammad the prophet married Khwajana. Khwajana was an Arab nun at 40 years old. He needed a mama, didn't he? Well, they gave him a mama, a wealthy, widowed Arab lady named Khwajana was his wife. And now you know the rest of the story. How about that? So, that's a mouthful, isn't it? This is all true, actually. It's actually very, very, very true. We don't have an enemy. You make one. You don't have a war. You create a war by creating enemies of whoever you want to take control of. That's how they've been doing it since the dawn of time. It's a Luciferian conspiracy. Not Jewish. It's not Israel, it's not Arab, it's not bankers, none of that nonsense. It's Luciferian using the black nobility, using the tribe of Dan, using whoever Satan can use, heading toward a new world order, which is in the Bible, because it's going by the book. Now, a lot of my broadcasts are not necessarily easy listening, because I try to cover it as thoroughly as I can. But this is where we are today. And did you know that 1897, the Vatican created Zionism? That was to corral and liquidate Jewish wealth. To seek out the Hebrew Jews. So they created the fake Jews called Zionists. That by 1945 took over Israel. God used them. God's going to eliminate them. And the Star of David is a cult magic symbol. Like the pentagram on our flag is a satanic symbol. I'm sorry, but it is. The Star of David is a hexagram. It's used for occult sacrifices, blood sacrifices. Got nothing to do with David. Has to do with witchcraft. Fact. Look it up right now. You can look it up while we're talking. During the next break, you can look it up. Hexagram. Family, Satan is prince of this world. That's my point. But he's not king. And everything going on today is based on this agenda. Everything. You see? And the way you beat it, oh, I know, they're going to arrest the bankers and where we started to arrest the bank. Who's going to arrest them? Who? Nobody to arrest them. They're throwing these bankers under the bus that are nothing more than those that tie the shoes of the elite. All the bankers they got moving around? No. They arrest them. It's like Nuremberg. You got to be kidding me. Nuremberg trials. We brought 10,000 Nazis to America. Nazism came to America, and communism stayed in Europe. Then later, communism came in and joined Nazism. Now, here's the rub on that. You do have what's called Knights Templar, Knights of Malta over here. That's a colony of England, and they know that. England wants to reclaim America officially back as its colony. Right now, they have us placated, thinking we're free and all that. But we're not. All the paperwork and all the control is that we're a colony of England, like Israel, British Israel, Australia, and Canada. We're nothing more than colonies. But they want to make it official by reclaiming it. That's the balance, that's the conflict between our U.S. government, white hats, and the European Illuminati that controls the president of the United States. That's nothing more than the president of a corporation. That's all we are. So that's the conflict there. But either way you look at it, there's no good side. Because one is a secret society, wants to keep the United States to become the world leader. Ain't going to happen. And then you got the European side, who wants to reclaim us back, and that's really the disagreement they have at the highest level. What you got is two dogs fighting each other. And both of them are secret societies. Now, how's it played out? Well, plot to seize the White House, 1933. What destroyed it? Major General Smedley D. Butler blew the whistle on military takeover of the U.S. government in 1933-34. He was to lead 500,000 war-worn veterans against FDR. Well, he was a patriot and a four-star general in the Marine Corps, Major General Smedley D. Butler, three-time Medal of Honor winner, actually accepted two, turned one down. And they picked him to lead a revolt against FDR. And instead of doing it by these industrialists, he blew the whistle. What they were going to do was to catch Butler in the act of forming it up if he'd accepted it. He's already ticked off the World War I veterans by withholding their bonuses to make them mad enough to fight. And then rout them out of D.C. That was 1932. Bonus Army, look it up. And they were going to lead, and so they had caught him. What they were going to do, FDR was a part of the back double cross. FDR would have caught him in the act, declared him a traitor, and then declared martial law. And then they would have brought us into a colony back in England. That was the plan. Now, I may have some new listeners. So, I owe you evidence. My regular listeners have heard me dozens of times give you the evidence. But I'm going to do it because I just sense I should do that. Since I've made such outlandish claims, I'll give you the evidence. So the evidence is, would you accept FDR's own statement? I think it's pretty good evidence, don't you? From FDR himself? Okay, I'll give it to you. March the 4th, 1939, President FDR, a loved president, four-term winner or whatever, behind closed doors in front of three congressional committees meant to be secret, one of the witnesses was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, look it up. And Senator Lundeen took this in his own personal memoirs and gave this statement to William G. Carr, and he put it in his book, Red Fog Over America, 1955. I got a copy of that darn thing. All right, now here's what FDR said behind closed doors, never meant to be told the American public. And this is 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 1 year before a congressional committee met, and they were discussing in this congressional, I got the actual congressional records of 1940 that discussed how Britain wanted to reclaim us as a colony in 1940. Hitler was supposed to invade the United States. That was another story. And 1933 was a planned military coup. So you got it all together? Now watch this. Here in 1939 is what FDR said behind closed doors. Listen to the words very carefully. Quote, FDR. He said in front of three committees, I am making no concession to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I'm putting my people ahead of all instruments. I'll have had a full understanding. Okay, my people is the Illuminati, he means. And all instruments are all American people. We're instruments in the bank loan. We're the instruments in the bankruptcy, by the way. That's what he talks about. His people is Illuminati. Continuing. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. 2 years later is Pearl Harbor. Planned by FDR, his cousin Churchill, Japanese elite in 1925 to 27. Yeah, oh yeah. Continuing quote. Quote, to hell with the American people as far as democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business. I'm going to infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My new deal is a failure, and I know it, but no one else will tell me unless this continue my present activities and program. Unquote, FDR. Now, that was in front of the secret audience at the Military Appropriation Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and Special War Finance Committee. How about that? Then, it should not come as any surprise. Well, I love my country and all that, but I love God more. But it will not come as any surprise when Martin Luther King, JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and Malcolm X didn't cooperate with the Freemasons, Jesuits' plan, and Illuminati to set up a military dictatorship in the 1960s. Kent State was a test to see if the soldiers would fire on American citizens. USS Liberty was to be sunk, blamed on Egypt to start World War III. Yeah, buddy. I tell you what, old Satan's been a busy boy in our country, ain't he? And Europe, too. Then it should not come as any surprise, 10 years later, was the Agnew affair. Now, there's a mass marketing paperback book that came out with one of the witnesses called The Glass House Tapes by Lewis Techwood. And he made a claim, and I checked up on all the evidence, and it all pans out, not to go in detail right now, but do your own research. That he's a member of the super secret domestic intelligence unit of the LAPD. And it was working on a plan in 1972-73. Nixon had a plan, working with General Cushman of the Marine Corps, to surround D.C. with 10,000 Marines and take control. Now, the plan was to create a chaotic domestic political situation in the United States. And it would give President Nixon, who worked for the Vatican, Merovingian bloodline, the justification to declare martial law. Now, Tackwood claimed he helped set up a secret operation which would allow the anti-war demonstrators. They're going to break in the floor of the 1972 political convention. Then schedule will take place in San Diego in about September 72. And just as, listen now, what I'm going to say to you. When Vice President Agnew, who was actually forced onto Nixon, because Nixon wanted another vice president, wanted Rockefeller, and it was not allowed to. Now, who's going to tell the American president he can't have his vice president? Illuminati, his controller would. Is that a trick question? No, it's the truth. So Vice President Agnew was forced on Nixon. Why? Because the planning process was much higher than he was. See, Agnew was expendable, and that's what they wanted. So when Agnew was going to speak at the Republican convention, as was planned, Tackwood, his accomplices, all of them LAPD officers, and I found out also that every major police department has a super secret domestic intelligence unit in every major police department, and they are Freemasons. Continuing, I want to talk about what happened then before I get started on another direction. So what they were going to do is cause a riot on the convention floor. And the demonstrators would be battling police. That was the plan. And during the fight, the uproar, baton swinging and all that, Vice President Agnew would be assassinated on national TV. And that was to gain political maximum impact. But it didn't happen. They moved it to Miami instead of San Diego, and it fell apart. You had the Watergate issue come up. All kinds of things happened. Somebody got in the way of it. I tend to think it was a Knights Templar. But the incident was going to be followed by a wave of nationwide bombings then. And the revolutionary left would take credit for it. In response to that, President Nixon would then have the justification to declare a state of national emergency, NDAA, Posse-Comitatus Act. Now y'all get it? Nothing new under the sun, are there? And Nixon would declare a national emergency and suspend constitutional rights. How about that? Now, that sounds kind of wild, don't it? Well, when you keep looking for other evidence, Agnew was expendable. Number two, Nixon didn't replace him on the ticket in 1972. Number three, Agnew resigned October the 10th, 1973, after allegations of corruption and bribery certainly came up. Number four, Nixon, in February 1972, signed Executive Order 11647. Executive Order 11647 effectively divided the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, with 1 governor per region. So facilitate a UN takeover. And then the next year, in 73, he signed Executive Order 11731, which extended the 11647. And in 73, he signed Executive Order 11495. That was to effectively take over every major department in the United States. Like Obama's getting ready to do. All he does is follow orders like Nixon did. You see? And according to evidence, according to Senator Barry Goldwater, his autobiography said that Nixon never liked Agnew because his nomination had been forced upon him by the conservative wing of the Republican Party. That'd be the White Hats. I think either way, they're all full of baloney. And there's a lot of those in the GOP knew Nixon preferred Rockefeller or the former Texas Governor John Connally as a running mate in 1972. But conservatives would have not tolerated it. White House itself was leaking some of the allegations against Agnew. So you had a lot of stuff going on there the American public don't have a clue about. And you know what happened? Yeah, Nixon selected Gerald Ford, his cousin, to replace Agnew. And then later, Ford granted Nixon a presidential pardon. Boy, we took it hook, line, and sinker. And that's what happened. Now, I said, man, that's some crazy stuff. But did you know I found out that the Washington Post, in August the 27th, 1974, put a story entitled Military Coup Fears Denied. Secretary of Defense James Schlesinger had actually taken special measures to protect the military chain of command should any illegal orders come from President Obama. That was a Freudian slip. I mean President Nixon at the time. Sound familiar? Family. And he also, I found out that Schlesinger in July 74 had investigated how quickly the Army's 82nd Airborne could be brought into Washington, D.C. from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to counterbalance Marine contingents loyal to Nixon. And so Seymour Hersh wrote in August 1983 edition of the Atlantic Monthly, stating, I quote, in the magazine, Schlesinger began to investigate what forces could be assembled at his order as a counterweight to the Marines if Nixon, in a crisis, chose to subvert the Constitution. The notion that Nixon could at any time resort to extraordinary steps to preserve his presidency was far more widespread in the government than the public perceived in the early days of Watergate or perceives today. Unquote. An article. See, Nixon was VP under Eisenhower, and he got into a friendship of sort with Robert Cushman of the Marine Corps. So in 71, that's when I believe General Cushman was deputy director of the CIA. He provided unauthorized CIA support to the escapades of Watergate plumbers Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy. So June 1974, Cushman was appointed as a Marine representative of the Joint Chief of Staff. Now you see why I get on the Joint Chief of Staff all the time. Because they're a member of the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations. And they were, he was one of the most five powerful military men in the nation. So you had a slit separation in our government, even in that point in time. Do you remember about an hour ago, it would be, I said where the Vatican created Islam in 6th century? The Vatican continues this. It carries on from one pope to the next, one Illuminati family to the next. Well, they had created Islam, and then around the 8th, 9th century, 10th century, thereabouts, off the top of my head, I can't tell you right now exactly when the first attack of the Islamic hordes hit northern Africa. I don't remember exactly the date. But the Vatican financed it. Three promises. One, to deliver Jerusalem to the Vatican. Two, protect Augustinian monks and Roman Catholics. And three, to kill Christians and Jews. So they succeeded in every bit. And then they said, wait a minute, we want to keep going. We got Jerusalem for you. So when it came time to pay up, the Muslims then refused and said, we want to come into Europe. And the Vatican, the Pope, rejected it, of course. And that's your first crusade. Knights Templar. That's what the Crusades were formed, to stop what they'd started. Okay, in the same mindset, same frame of thinking, and the same purpose. In 1897, they finally got America to the point, 1800s, they stopped the Inquisition and murdering Christians and Jews. Okay, so the Vatican then got ready for World War I, World War II, and III, using America as a fighting arm, Rome as a religious, and Europe as a financial arm of the Illuminati. Now, we are the fighting arm, the pit bull dog since 1897. Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote War's a Racket. He found out about it. Well, partially. Now we go back to plot to seize the White House. Aha, we come back around. 1897 was to establish America as a world military power to collect debt for the Vatican. Edward Bernays came up with the work, Fight for Freedom, Fight for Democracy. Family have been fooled ever since. I'm not going to get ticked off on the radio. I'm not going to say any bad words. but I ain't happy about it. When I knew, when I found out that World War I, World War II, World War III yet to happen, Korean War, Vietnam War, Banana Wars, every single cotton-picking war since the day we started in 1897, and including before the Civil War, oh, that's another story, has all been by the doggone Vatican, the secret societies, leading to a new world order. Albert Pike planned World War I, World War II, World War III, two Russian revolutions before 1873. That's correct in conceptual terms. 1880s began the planning. 1885, they started targeting the Jews. 1897, anti-Semite and Zionism was created by the Vatican. 1897, the sinking of the Maine. That was a false flag that they created to justify military spending and to set us up as a military power. And it worked. Banana wars would collect debt, establish heroes, and eliminate people. World War I, you know about. Zionism, Nazism, fascism, communism were all created before 1873. That's right. And the 20th century was supposed to end in the year 2000 as a new world order. But they failed. All this in between is what I'm talking about. This is the truth. And that blows the history books right out the window. And that throws the secret societies on the table, the Vatican on the table, Illuminati families on the table. And God's going to chop their head off. Now, what's going to happen? If you look at Psalms 34:21, do it right now. God's going to let them go at it. It's called evil shall slay the wicked. That's coming. He always turns them against each other. And it will happen again. Because there's no way they can win. They can FEMA camp this, Agenda 21 that. They can do whatever they want, scare the dickens out of people, but they ain't going to win. Because no one can defeat the Creator, because He is the Creator. And it's God of the King James Bible, the same one. His name's Jesus Christ. He came down in human flesh. When He ascended, He sent the Holy Spirit down as a comforter for each and every human being. That's the story. Now, family, you're going to have to make a decision eventually down the road before you die about whose side you're on. Because all this work they've been doing will fail. Because God knows the end from the beginning. Now, I think we're going to have at one time a break. Doesn't matter to me, but let me know if it's going to happen. If not, I'm going to keep going. We have one more hour in this broadcast. And I think I...
What is it that's in your home?
There's a break. There's a break. We'll be back.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Hey folks, Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I've got the solution, the Sherpa Bed Warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy cost, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa bed warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa bed warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Welcome back to the Watchman for Jesus program tonight. We got one more hour to go in this final segment brought to you by RevelationRadioNetwork.org. Welcome back. My website is WatchmanForJesus.com. I'm developing it a little bit. Just be patient with it. If I'm still working with it. So I seem to always be saying that because it keeps getting taken down. Anyway, that's another story. For those that are new here, I don't have time to go over it right now. Now, the first hour, I laid out a whole lot of stuff about where we are and why we're here and what's really going on. And I just barely scratched the surface. But this lets you know what you're really up against, what you're dealing with. Both sides are controlled by the Illuminati in one form or another. They'll play the little game for the time being until God's had enough. And then it's going to turn over to the revelation, to the revelations. That's coming. And Jesus is the only one that's going to take this down. No human being can do it. It's impossible. Because they're part of secret societies. They say take down the bankers. Get rid of Islam. But they forget about the secret societies pulling all the buttons. They're pushing all the buttons. The secret societies and the Illuminati, and the Vatican. They're the ones pushing the buttons. You see, you got to know where it's coming from. And that's why the Illuminati, at the highest level, once they have control, according to their own planning process, they're going to eliminate all secret societies when they have control. Because they know. They're going to use them until then. Well, say, how do you know? And they don't. Because they have blood oaths, each degree, not to share this knowledge. Now, I already talked about this earlier in my broadcast. I have a regular broadcast Monday through Fridays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That I talked about this earlier today, and I know I see some folks, well, a few handful of folks that probably attended the one today. Kind of a summary quote from Brock Chisholm, who was the UN World Health Organization director, 1946, 47, 48 time frame. And he, kind of a summary of what they need to do is this quote that he, I'll find it here in a minute, is the quote he gave in public. Oh, it's not handy right now. Hang on there a minute. And that's why I go by quotes and dates and evidence. I don't like opinions too much. I like evidence. And that's where it's all, and you connect all the dots. It's just actually, you know, you're almost getting mesmerized by the planning process. It's just amazing what they've done. But then you realize, wait a minute, it's all temporary because they're not going to win. So people that don't have Jesus Christ, yeah, here we go. People don't have Jesus Christ in their heart. Man, they start doing this study. Oh, they get disillusioned bad and they quit because they don't understand the end result. But you all that study the Bible, that know Jesus Christ, that take him as your Savior, you already know what the end is. You know something the cosmic top secret boys don't even know. They lose. That's a promise. God promised it. He's the creator. It's impossible for them to defeat the creator. It's not possible. Now, Brock Chisholm said, quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That's what they set forth, and that's what I look at on my newsletters I put out and my evaluations, kind of like taking the temperature, like they do, of the headlines that come out, tells you what position they're in. They test each culture. They test each generation to see if it's ready for the next step. You see, using false flags and putting their controlled opposition out there, like Alex Jones and Quayle and Dizdar and Marzulli and Leal and all these other guys, they work for the Illuminati. It's called controlled opposition. Lindsey Williams is a Freemason. You see, and most all of the national evangelists on TV are a part of this. They belong to the National Council of Churches or the World Council of Churches or the Vatican. Billy Graham's a 33rd degree Mason family. Forget about men and go to Jesus. It's not about following a religion or following a religious leader or following a king or a queen or a president or a family member, whatever. No, it's about following Jesus. It's you individually. You to Jesus. You don't need a priest, a pope, a rabbi, a preacher, or anything else, or a Timbuktu or Kalamazoo or a rabbit foot. You need to go to him directly through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your lawyer. He's free. He bought us with a price, his life. But he came back. He's alive. Everybody else is dead. Buddha, he's dead. Confucian is dead. That's Confucius, whatever. Joseph Smith, dead. Anton LaVey, he's really dead. You know, he went on his deathbed screaming. He didn't expect what he saw. Family, they're all dead. But Jesus is not. and in front of witnesses, 500 at one time, he ascended into heaven. There's no way you can fake this all through that period. Somebody would come up and said, oh, we all faked it. Nobody has, because it's true. So the history of the New World Order begins around, in our time frame, 1425. Till today. A long time ago. They've been working every generation. That's how Satan does it. May the 1st, 1776, Adam Weishaupt, codenamed Spartacus, established a secret society. He consolidated the royal bloodline families into Illuminati. The idea of the Illuminati was to abolish all ordered governments, all private property, inheritance, patriotism, abolition of the family, abolition of religion, and creation of a world government on a long-term planning process. July 1782, Order of the Illuminati joins forces with Freemasonry at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad in July 1782. Comte de Varoux, who attended the conference, came away visibly shaken when questioned about the tragic secrets he brought back with him. He said, I will not confide them to you. I can only tell you that all this is very much more serious than you think. From that time on, he'd only speak of Freemasonry with horror. He said the monarchy can never escape it. Well, he must not know about Jesus Christ later. And the Order of the Illuminati is on the reverse side of the U.S. dollar bill. It's been our face since 1933. They got a whole long history that people hadn't put together. That if you put it together, you'll find out it's incredible what they've set up. But God's kept them under control the whole time. They've never been able to advance to achieve that world order. Don't you know they would have a long time ago if they could have? So they've had to learn by trial and error, failures along the way. Take it to... I got off track one thing. Let me go back something. Backtrack. I told you all how the Vatican, in fact, created Islam, funded the invasion of Northern Africa by Muslim forces. They funded it. The Vatican did. And they made the mistake of not keeping it in check, because when the Muslim forces became so strong, they wanted to keep going. They got power lust in their system. God turns them over, don't he? So they wanted to come into Europe, and the Vatican would have nothing to do with that. Said, no, you can't do that. Well, we are anyway. You can't stop us. Uh-oh. So that's the first crusade. It took 11 crusades to stop the Muslim army that they had funded already. Now, nothing new under the sun. So in 1850, it came time for the second bank cycle in the government, in the U.S. government, U.S. colony actually, to be renewed. So they need the Civil War. And that was planned in the 1700s, actually. Using liberty and slavery as the call, trigger word, and all that. And 1859 was the next 70-year bank cycle. So they had to have a Civil War in order to justify more spending and taking a loan. That's what it's all about. Now, they put the French on the south side and the Germans on the north side. To one of several reasons. One, to make sure that the Americans would not become so powerful, like the Muslims did, that they would continue on, become a military power, a might, to take over the monarchy. How about that? So they kept the French on the south side, the Germans on the north side, to make sure it was controlled and not allowed to come together like Lincoln was planning to do. And they'd give her own money. Sixth Amendment. That's why they had to kill Lincoln, because he went against the Illuminati. He was Illuminati, but he went against them. See, God's always in control. Lincoln was the one that took us off the gold standard, not Nixon. I'm sorry. FDR was the one that took us off the gold standard, not Nixon. FDR did, that's right. But Abraham Lincoln declared martial law, and we've been in ever since. We're rebellious and always have been. So in 1860, 1870, guess what the next target was? Two, Indians to move them out of their land for the Fabian Society to take over. And the second target was a samurai warrior in Japan. They had to get rid of the Shinto belief. The Japanese warriors, the samurai, was the government then. They were going to use Japan as an arm against Russia, because Russia, the Romanov family, had been targeted by the Rothschilds. So they, because the Romanov family stopped an invasion of the United States by the European powers, and also had torpedoed the Rothschilds' plans in an earlier period of time. So a blood vengeance was declared from Rothschilds against the Romanov family, who was not Illuminati. They started that planning in 1860. And they had to get rid of the Indians to strengthen the military, American military, leading up to Cinco de Mayo. And then to strengthen, they used the French against samurai warrior, destroy their samurai system, to industrialize Japan, to make them a war machine, to use them against Russia. And that was the war of 1904. And their Rothschild family funded Japan. The Rothschild family funded Russia. Two different families, the Rothschilds. And then at the crucial time, the ones that funded Russia withdrew their finances, and Russia could no longer succeed in war, thereby lost the war. And the Romanov family was executed. And now you know the rest of the story. This is all pre-planned, orchestrated generations ahead. This is not spontaneous at all. This is not some sort of one generation of family, well, arbitrarily happens. No, this is pre-planned 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 years ahead. The civil rights movement, family, the civil rights movement was set up in 1712. And then Lincoln was the Emancipation Proclamation was then to establish the second phase of the civil rights movement to be established in 1960s, 100 years later. Oh, yeah. And then once the blacks were released in America as the third culture to be integrated in the North American continent, the second group was the whites. And the first group was here was the Indians and the Mexicans. They were lived here. It's indigenous. Now, I explained that today in my broadcast earlier. I'll have it on the website. Actually, this kind of, I guess, is a continuation of it, maybe. I guess it evolved into that. But in any case, that was all set up to lead up to World War I. Now, all this has evidence to prove it. I'm just giving you the summary of how the Illuminati has set up and how the Illuminati, listen, are nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels. And let me tell you, the fallen angels aren't Jewish. And the fallen angels are not Arab either. Y'all see what's going on? This is a supernatural war that's being conducted right before our very eyes. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson said, I quote, 3 years after signing the Federal Reserve Act into law, very sneaky-like, Woodrow Wilson said, I am a most unhappy man. I have unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is controlled by a system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, with all its activities, are in the hands of a few men. We have come to the rest to one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and duress of a small group of dominant men. This has always been. And the history books don't cover this at all, say the very least. And the judges, the lawyers, the secret societies, they know this, but they're under a blood oath not to reveal it to the American public. But now they want you to know. Why? Because they want you to stand up and fight, lock and load. Against who? Each other. Y'all not getting it out there, those that's not getting it? Are you not being told that DHS is enemy? FEMA's enemy? And FEMA, are you not told that the militia guys are enemy? Domestic terrorism? Y'all not getting it? Didn't y'all go to school together or something? Maybe in DHS, you members there, don't you have a friend in DHS that you say, well, I went to school with that guy. And you say, well, I knew one of the guys, the militia guys. I used to go, hey, how about that? And there's more of us than them, is a militia's idea, right? What are you counting? Because you got blacks separated from whites, whites from Hispanic, and all of them separated from each other. Secret society is over here taking a blood oath against their fellow man. And then whites are divided up into Lord knows how many different groups and sects and all this. Religions are divided up. Financially, economically, religiously, educationally, you're all divided. So where's this more of us than them? I don't see it. You got the Mexicans that think they're going to get their land back. You got the blacks that's ticked off because we kept them slaves for over 200, 300 years. You got the whites that are just sitting in la-la land and these milquetoast churches out here. And you got Sheriff Apayo who's saying he's going to shoot all the militia if they come near his men. Say what? Yes, what he said. So y'all got something going on here. And you've got, this is worse. This is the worst thing. You've got 22 suicides per day of U.S. military personnel returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, Joint Chief of Staff, there's a problem there that you're not addressing. And my opinion is you're not addressing it on purpose. And now you're going to run women on frontline units with the U.S. military. And you're all four-star generals? What'd you do, get a lobotomy when you were a major? What happened to you? You think that women are going to fight alongside men in a hand-to-hand combat with Spetsnaz? You can't be serious. Man, you've been sucking on too much pipe or marijuana or too much joke at the officers club. Something's wrong with you. I don't know what's wrong with you. Unless you've taken a blood oath. Now I know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Secret societies, that's what. Because you work for the Vatican, I know. You work for the Council of Foreign Relations. That's Illuminati, don't you? Yeah, they do. Nobody's making a stink about it. Nobody's saying a word. On my website, Watchman Chronicles, excuse me, watchmanforjesus.com, I've got a study there, quite a lengthy one, about the suicide conspiracy. I've left it there. I put it up on the recent one. I did it on the last one, too. Not a word, not a peek, nothing. But they do have, I'm being facetious, they do have, and they literally do have this, an anti-suicide nose spray. Now, which one of you Joint Chief of Staff actually signed off on that? I'm going to raise your hand. Which one of you? Anti-suicide nose spray? That's almost an insult. Suicides are being orchestrated. The post-traumatic stress is being induced on purpose because they're reducing the effectiveness of our military branch since 1950 by design. Why? To bring on the New World Order. To bring in foreign military in the United States of Russian, Chinese, and other assorted military, German, many others, to take over the United States. It's been set up since 1993, actually before that. Because they realized that American forces would not be able American forces would not be able to fire on American citizens. Remember the quote I gave you an hour and a half ago? What FDR said? That's before they thought they could use the U.S. military. And they did. They used Major Patton and Major Westmoreland, Major MacArthur under Black Jack Pershing and General Eisenhower to rout out World War I veterans out of D.C. in 1932. That's American soldiers against American soldiers. So y'all going to do it again today, this time? You see? All they got to do is turn against the secret societies and then get out of secret societies, don't become one again. Then you're on your road. And then seek Jesus Christ. Humble ourselves and pray in his name. Now you're getting somewhere. And you get rid of the secret societies, not by going out and arresting people, but by getting out of the dergone secret societies, getting out of it, make it go away, and pray to God to get us back on track. But keep in mind, the tribulations are coming. A million children are missing every year. Let's do the math. A million children are kidnapped and missing every year. Okay. Now, let's switch tracks on the same train here, or whatever. And you got the ones that are fear-mongering. Say, NSA is watching everything you do. They got drones flying around here. They got little drones the size of your fingernail. They got big drones. Matter of fact, in one state, you can shoot down drones and get a reward for it. Man, we've lost our minds here in America. Anyway, they got drone hunting license. I mean, this is insane, but that's what they're doing. Whatever. So you got all NSA everywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm looking in my bed, my bathroom. NSA, you there? Whatever. Everybody's got NSA somewhere stuck up there, you know where. All right. So if this be the case, how come there's no arrest on all these children? You'd think they'd at least find, a couple thousand a month. What? How much is that to ask? Out of a million missing a year? Somebody's not doing the math here. So they got eyes and ears everywhere, and yet they can't find any of the children that's missing, kidnapped, murdered. No video. But what you do is you put them on milk cartons, right? Is that to placate and insult us? You put them on milk cartons? Why don't on videos of CIA headquarters? In the stave system. Yeah, well, here's the reason why. Because they're a part of it. The CIA collects the children for murder. Rape, sodomy. The CPS collects what they can to use to give the CIA, provides them for our industrialists, our senators, our congressmen. And same thing goes on in Europe, to use the children to foment births, sacrifices, and things I really don't want to talk about. Oh, it gets worse. That's why they don't find the children. We have a Luciferian government. Europe has a Luciferian government, Scandinavia, China, Russia, Africa, they all have a Luciferian government. Family, Lucifer is king, Lucifer is prince of this world. But God's king, he lost his control at the cross of Calvary. This is all connected together in the supernatural way. That's why God has said, Jesus Christ said to us, love not the world. He is not of this world. And if you're a born-again Christian, neither are you. This is a boot camp for heaven. Failure is heading to hell. Now, I know that sounds a little bit traumatic, but that's exactly what's going on. They're going to use a space alien disclosure then to bring the world back together. In May the 21st, 1992, addressed to the Bilderberg organization. See, it all comes around. When you start learning the background details, the same names keep popping up. So, in Evian, France, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, you know, the one that formed with Alexander Haig, the depopulation plan in NSSM 200, you know, the one that has the vaccines to kill, all this other thing, that's what depopulation is all about. That's the NSSM 200. And Pinup Farmer Carter continued it with Global 2000. Yeah, that's depopulation. Anyway, Henry Kissinger said, I quote, "Today is 1992 and May the 21st. Oh, May the 21st, yeah, 1992, at Bilderberg meeting. Quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil." There's your evil alien stuff coming down. Continuing. "The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted them by their world government." Uh-huh. Now, a very famous humanist that, by the way, is the father of American education. Yeah. John Dewey, who was part of the planning for what I've just told you, of an extraterrestrial threat. He's part of the planning process. And I'm going to give you the evidence from his own lips, his own mouth. John Dewey, who was the father of American education, an avid humanist, said in 1917, when they started planning the extraterrestrial hoax, actually in 1897, he said, I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose," unquote. And another illuminist, Ronald Reagan, actor, she's a state actor, is quoting that particular quote five times in the administration to remind us of that. Of course, people didn't really take it serious, but now you know how serious it really is. As a matter of fact, in 1966, they had actually set the plans up. Iron Mount Report. In 1966, how to control people in the time of peace. I won't read you all of it. But what they came up with was models for war, because the way you control people is through war. But what they came up with to control people in time of peace in 1966 is a report that was never supposed to get out. LBJ, that piece of work, he classified it, but it got out anyway. And Leonard Lewin wrote about it. He had to retract it, but he couldn't because it had already been put out. Now listen carefully about what they set up in 1966. The economic section of the summary, quote, how to control people in the time of war, of peace, was to set up a giant, open-end space research program aimed at unreachable targets, unquote. It gets better. In the political section of it, to set up an established and recognized extraterrestrial menace. Also, massive global environmental pollution and fictitious alternate enemies. That would be Al-Qaeda. Family has already been set up. Now, I haven't read you. Oh, let's try this one. Sociological section. Socially oriented blood games. And new religions or other mythologies. Now, it took me a while to blood games. It took me a while when I first read this to kind of grasp that. And I finally realized what it is. Socially oriented blood games is your mixed martial arts, professional wrestling, football, and the like. And it works perfectly. We go back to tribal instincts of painting our bodies, our faces. Well, I don't do that. And millions, thousands, tens of thousands of people go to these games, all dressed up, decked out, all over the United States and Europe and Argentina, wherever. It works perfectly to keep us busy and tied up and tribal. That's the purpose of it. The Bilderberg sits back, makes the plans, Super Bowl, Miss America pageant. The whole nine yards is set up to keep us controlled. And they use the heroes to format their agenda by championing their causes. That's why you get Angela Jolie and others to support pollution or we got to do this, do that. That's why they do that. And, this might be a surprise to you, but they even become governors and presidents. How about that? Reagan, even Steven Seagal, think about being an Arizona governor. You see how they do it? Ventura, governor? Come on. Reagan, president. In fact, this is really what's going on today. It's quite amazing, actually. When you start connecting all the dots and you learn the little tricks and learn how they were operating and set things up. But they have failures. You know why? Because God keeps them controlled. He never lets them get any further than what he'll allow them. And they can't figure it out either. They control the weather through HAARP. Mind control through HAARP. They're going to fake the tribulation period using HAARP. Signs and wonders. God knew this all along and told us about it. Family, Jesus Christ is all about love, forgiveness, working together, and peace. And praying against the darkness is the powers of darkness. That's what he's all about. Spiritual warfare. The preachers today aren't talking about demonology. They're not talking about spiritual warfare in their pulpits. You know that tithing and the Sabbath is not of the New Testament period? Tithing? Sunday, Saturday worship? No. Sabbath? No. I covered that earlier today. That's all a Vatican setup. The tithing, 10%. Going to church on Saturday, Sunday, rest, that was taken care of by Jesus. Holy Spirit will guide you. I got the scriptures here. Holy Spirit, the church has been lying to us. It doesn't mean you don't do it. The Holy Spirit will guide you. You see, but the churches are lying. This is massive what I'm talking about today. It says in Romans 14, verse 5, one man esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. That's New Testament. Colossians 2:16. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or new moon or of a Sabbath days. You see, Jesus said, I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it in the New Testament. He fulfills the Sabbath. He fulfills the tithing. Holy Spirit says, give that man 20 bucks. Give that man 50. Give that man all you got in your wallet. Or he gives, they're not about to go into church and put money in the pot. Man, they do a selling period. Woohoo! They're good at that. It's where the Holy Spirit leads you. And the Sabbath, every day is a Sabbath, every day. And I explained that in detail earlier on my broadcast 4 to 6, today's broadcast. I explained that in detail. You see, but they want you to come in on Saturday. You know what Saturday is? Just worship on Saturday. One, to get you money. And number two, it's about Saturnalia worship. Saturn, Satan, is on Saturday only. Sunday, Constantine. Sun worship. Baal. Get everybody there together. Give me your money. We'll worship Baal. Saturday, worship Saturn, Saturnalia worship. Holidays, all this is about a Luciferian agenda. You see, you don't need a cross. Jesus is in your heart. The Holy Spirit's there with you, not a piece of metal or wood or rosary beads or witchcraft beads or whatever. It's not items, materials, or plastic or metal or whatever. No, Holy Spirit's inside you when you take Jesus Christ as Savior. On these stupid TV programs, you got a vampire. I come to, you know, and you hold up a cross. They go back, the cross. Yeah, that's just TV. It's baloney. Silver bullet, garlic around your neck. You just lose friends. It don't stop a demonic entity. Well, howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. Oh, by the way, you're going to have to use the King James Bible for that one because they removed it from all the other Bibles. They don't want you to know that fasting and praying is how you deal with demonic entities. That's true. Family, I try to expose as much as I can in sometimes a short period of time I've got. Sometimes I'm told to overload it. Sometimes it might be a little confusing. I don't know. I try to make it simple as possible. But this Luciferian conspiracy is real. And the balance of it is whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. And either one is permanent. Either one is for eternity. You see? And the dividing line, the wheat and the tares, is whether or not you decide to take Jesus Christ as your Savior. How? Because you renounce those sins that you've done. You make up. You forgive yourself. You forgive yourself. You forgive yourself. You forgive your enemies. That's not easy to do. Trust me on that one. But you got to do it anyway. We're not here to judge, but we're here to reprove, correct, rebuke, but not judge morally. You can't do that. I can't. But I sure can tell a preacher when he's wrong. I can tell a preacher in a heartbeat when he's using NIV Bible. Pastor, using wrong Bible, I'll tell you why. And boy, they get mad. I really don't care. Because they know better than that. If they don't know better, they get the head out of their pulpit. And back in the Word of God. Because the pulpit ain't getting it. Because the only true Bible is the King James Bible. And that's irrefutable. And there's not a one of them out there of 5 billion, 5 million preachers can prove otherwise. It's impossible. They can sure zigzag it, though. They can try to fool you, get mad at you, excommunicate you or something like that, which they don't have the right to do anyway. King James Bible is irrefutably the only true word of God. You see? And they're trying to keep people from living a Christian life. But it's between you and Jesus alone. You establish your own relationship with Jesus Christ. You do. And you got to repent to move it out of the way. That barrier is that sin that's unrepentant. And that fasting. And forgiving yourself. There's folks out there that I know that, well, a little detail, but I know some friends that were involved in when they were married but had an abortion for one reason or another. And I found out this past weekend that one of my friends got down to it and realized that mad at God because he couldn't forgive himself. I said, man, you got to forgive yourself. When you forgive yourself and stop being angry, forgive God, but God will forgive you when you forgive yourself. It'll open up a lot of doors, but Satan's keeping you down. You see, that's how it works. Don't let it happen. And you Marines and Army coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, you have been forced and made to do things against your training. I know that. On purpose by the so-called Joint Chief of Staff. And your generals at the highest level, they were combat generals, were told what to do. And the acts that you performed over there that you're not proud of, the ones that you did, it was set up that way. And the vaccinations have none about technology in them. The psychotropic drugs, look it up. 7,800 servicemen have filed a lawsuit against DOD and the CIA for putting implants in their noses, septal implants, it's a fact. And even in the 1990s, Billy Bob Clinton apologized for using military personnel for experimentation. So you got to forgive yourselves for whatever you did. It don't matter, whatever you did. Because they know that what you did over there, what they planned all along, was to go against your training and basic instinct. So you would have a prolonged post-traumatic stress result. And then give you drugs to keep it all formatted and active. So you'd be ineffective when they declare martial law in the United States. They're going to make felons, 175,000 plus. They've already started in 2006. Infiltrating into the police departments with felons. It's already started a long time ago. The articles I've been collecting confirms it. To take over the police duties as a national police force once they declare martial law. Their salary is in the health care bill as workforce. Their RFID chip. Tattoo, by the way. That's why they like tattoos and all the sports heroes and everybody likes tattoos because they're going to put a tattoo on your arm. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah. Well, no, it's not. Because that tattoo will be the microchip implanted into it. Technology goes back 30, 40 years ago. Before you can buy and sell. That's what they're sneaking up on you with. And so the ones that's going to control in the law enforcement and secret services are felons. The real cops, the cops that are trying to do a good job, be offered to be Freemasons or they'd be offered to be brought into it. If they refuse, they will be detained, they will be arrested, and they will be executed. The felons in these penitentiaries that have become born again or don't want to deal with this Luciferian agenda, they will also be executed. And then the problem is, once they start with that, their plan is then start executing all those outside the realm that worked with them. That's the secret societies. That's how they cut their losses. They will do that. But you see, they can't start it until God allows it. And here's how it happens. Once they get enough of the legislation to turn away from God, gay marriage, take away the Ten Commandments, other things, legalize the war, all this stuff, causes us to turn God to turn away from us because we make it mandatory, make it by law to turn away from Him. By a nation. That gives more latitude for Satan to operate. And that's the plan. It's working. Individually, seek Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's not fallen man. But if all those sports stars and sports arenas and rah, rah, rah was for Jesus and not for Manning, or not for whoever, can you imagine? How it would be. Right now it's not. It's about sports stars and heroes and so forth. Well, family, I think we're coming to the end here, if I'm not mistaken. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And you're welcome to, and that's a little bit skimpy right now, but I'm working on it. I do have, however, my archives for Bible study and my archives for my broadcast from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Bible study begins Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. For sure, Thursday I'll decide whether or not we'll do Saturdays or Fridays. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Bible study from 7:30 to 9. And I cover as many controversial subjects as possible. And talk about Bible study only. I don't get into New World Order. Unless it really comes around there. Family, I think we're coming to the end here. It's going to kick in here shortly. And I want to appreciate y'all dropping by. We had a nice group today. We had quite a few people. And I appreciate y'all dropping by. And we'll probably be back next Monday, RevelationRadioNetwork.org, on Monday, 8 to 10, as scheduled. Unless something comes up, but we should be there. So we're good to go. And we'll see y'all next Monday. And y'all free to email me or visit my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus Facebook. Of course, I'm told to go to it and see to it if something's going on there. Had to find out what it is. But I expect to get some heat from somewhere along the way. Because I'm putting out information that's being connected. And some things they don't want to be talking about. It's about connecting dots. This is all connected, family. Everything, bar none. There's power in the name of Jesus. See y'all later. Have a good night.
Hey, folks. Aaron Dakins here from the Truth Traveler Radio Show. I have a question for you. Do you wake up in the middle of those cold nights looking for another blanket? Well, I got the solution, the Sherpa bed warmer. What's that, you ask? It's the opposite of a blanket. Instead of sleeping under it, you sleep on top of it. It goes under your bottom sheet to collect your body heat and keeps you warm and cozy all night long. No electricity, no magnetic fields, nothing to catch fire. Realistically, a no-brainer. With today's high energy cost, making the most of your own body heat makes perfect sense. Made of thick pile synthetic fleece and fitting all bed sizes, the Sherpa bed warmer is something you don't want to do without. Great for everyone, children, the elderly, preppers, and outdoor enthusiasts. Machine washable, too. Compare Sherpa bed warmers to sheepskin mattress pads, which almost no one can afford. So check them out, SherpaBedWarmers.com.
Climbing up the ladder of disgrace, flaunting all the power in your face. The gather in one place, dancing in God's face. This power to the night by our might we go. Yet they fool us with their trust in God. Look at all their power. 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 You'll destroy. Look at all their power. You'll not join. Look at all their power. You'll destroy. Look at all their power. You'll not join. Look at all their power. You'll destroy. Look at all their power. You'll not join. So that mercy. Hear our prayer, and Lord have mercy.